You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
I was going to ask you one quick question. If you are to take a girl out on a date, where would you take her?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm really curious.
Because you're not going to grab a lawnmower and have her work in the lawn.
He would want to do yard work, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, Foch loves to do yard work more than anybody I've ever met.
Okay, that's down the line of even dating.
No, I know. This is great. It's giving me time to think about it.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, I would probably...
What would a date with Foch be like? The 417
that's
wants to know.
A good question, yeah.
Well, I mean, this is kind of taking a little bit of a page from Ginger's book, but I'm going to add a couple of things to it.
All right.
Okay.
First of all, we would stop at the Subway in Walmart.
I knew Walmart was going to be involved.
Because whenever you walk in there, you smell that delicious bread.
Like
that fresh baked bread, like, gosh, man, I just have to have a sandwich from Subway.
Is that how you start all your Walmart trips out?
No.
You start at Subway.
A date.
No, this is a special trip, Chelsea.
Okay.
This is, I don't ever do that myself, so this is special.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I love
and
it.
And we go to the Super Walmart. We don't even go to the neighborhood Walmart because they don't even have Subway there.
Yeah.
So we go there and we look into each other's eyes while we share that sub.
Mm.
And then I say, you know what? You get to pick anything out in this store under
$9.98. Oh, my God.
Because, of course, it's not $10 at Walmart. It's got to end in
sure.
$8.
Sure.
You know? And yep. I'm saying, whatever you want.
You
like,
just
whatever
pick it out,
it is,
girl.
It's on me.
Yeah. Fantasies
okay?
galore.
And then we go shopping for whatever I need on my list.
Maybe some underwear.
And I say...
Undershirts.
Yeah, some of new...
Toothpaste.
Fall line of George.
Yeah. You might even try it on for her.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't try.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know how they fit.
That was silly of me.
But I said that I was taking a page from your book because you took Tater Tot out to Target.
Yeah.
For one of your first dates.
And then
you bought something for yourself.
I only bought stuff for myself. I bought a Funko Pop and Legos.
Those
wow.
of you.
Hearing that just pop out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous. And those of you who are saying that I'm ridiculous for taking my date to Walmart, at least I'm going to buy something for her.
Okay, Foch, Target is a little more bougie than Walmart.
Yep.
I don't care. I am opposite of bougie.
Yeah,
that is true.
And I want to make sure that people know that because bougie is not my ride.
I need to know the other word. I'm going to look into that, but that is what Foch is.
It's called Hoosier.
I'm not even 100% what that word means, but I'm sure it means the right thing.
And you like to start out with low expectations and
that's
work your way up.
That's
so I guess Walmart wouldn't be bad.
Yes.
A bad first date.
Right.
You just think not the worst, but just keep those expectations low.
We don't even start with flowers. We start with a bouquet of dandelions.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I actually think that could feasibly work on a certain level. If you played it up right, I can actually help you make that work.
I mean, who isn't ready to date me?
Yeah, well, I can't wait till a little down the line we get to do a bit where you... Date some people in the 417.
I bet you're going to have a line of women.
Oh,
here.
I agree.
Oh,
so, ladies who want to date Foch, your moment's coming.
Yeah.
Your moment's coming. Just give him a few more months to kind of get over the tragicness of his life.
Foch and then, the divorcer.
Foch the divorcer.
That has to be what it's called.
I'm so happy that that's sticking. You might meet somebody, though, that's been divorced a few times, and it can be your commonality.
Double divorcers.
Oh, man, we have dogged on you so hard, and it feels so good.
Dumb.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.